Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
No matter what's going on, you can choose to rejoice. Can't you? Rejoice in the Lord. Always. And again, in case you didn't get it the first time, again, I'm telling you, he said rejoice. In 1 Samuel 1, maybe we'll come back to this next time, but we'll just introduce it to you. It's the story of Elkanah and his wife, Hannah. Hannah could not have children. And it was the desire of her heart. And year after year, she prayed and she prayed. And she cried. She cried a lot. And she was sad. A lot. And the Bible said in verse 7, year by year, 1 Samuel 1:7, year by year, they went up to the house of the Lord and she wept and wouldn't eat. And Elkanah, her husband, said, Hannah, why are you crying all the time, baby? Why? And you cry and you won't eat. Why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? Baby, you got me. You got the Elkanah. And you know what she said? Yeah. Year after year, this gets old.
Oh, yeah.
I said, this gets old.
Oh, yeah.
Every morning, house is full of depression.
Yeah.
Gets old.
Oh, yeah.
And what the problem is, people get used to living in it.
Yeah.
And after years, they're unhappy, but they think that's life.
Yeah.
How you doing? We went out to eat the other day, and a couple of guys were with me. Went to a barbecue place. And the reason we went there is because they had really good... y'all wouldn't care for one another half hour now, would you? You wouldn't know about this barbecue. They had really good brisket. Beef brisket. Now, you don't find really good beef brisket everywhere. But these guys are old school. You could tell by looking at them. They hang out all night at the smoker, and man, when they pull it off the rack, you got you something. So we went there all primed, me and two guys, two of the staff, going to eat us some brisket. Got in line, had to stand there a while, and they tells us they are out of brisket. They got no more brisket. Brisket is gone. You have any more tonight? No, I'm not going to have it be Monday before we have any more. So what'd you do? What'd you do? If you are spiritual, you don't miss a beat. If you're spiritual, you don't miss a beat. You go, okay, what else we got? Do we need to go somewhere else? Now look at that. That barbecue chicken don't look bad. Got me some of that. The other guy's got a big pile of ribs. And hey, we're okay. We go, we sit down on the seat. We sit down this guy. And I said, hey, man, how's it going? You doing good? He said, no. I think I said, you're doing all right today. He said, no. No. I said, really? What's the deal? He said, out of brisket. And that's what I came. And I mean, he ain't joking. He is not joking. He's mad. He's upset. Now, he's got a pile. I mean, looks like 15 or 20 of some of the best ribs you ever saw. And he's steady ripping them off. But he's mad. I'm telling you, he looked at me and he glared and he said, yeah, they opened this other store up and they're taking part of the brisket over there. And, you know, it ain't right. And that's why I come over here to get that brisket. And if he had any joy, he completely lost it because of no brisket.
Wow.
Now, when lack of brisket can steal your joy. You're not too spiritual. You are not doing very well. We've been there. Right? I'm not knocking him. I'm just using him as an example. I never saw him before that time and don't know who he is, but maybe he'll hear this and get the victory. It's 1,000 miles away, but hey, video goes everywhere. Is that right? Crying, sadness, frustration, sorrow. I remember some years ago I was believing for something and it hadn't happened and hadn't happened. I figured it would have happened by then. And I'm driving somewhere and I was in the car getting on the interstate, on the on-ramp, getting onto the interstate. And I was thinking about this and I didn't realize it, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I'm not singing. I'm not laughing. I'm not happy. I'm frustrated. What's the deal? What's taking so long? What? Spirit of God spoke up in me. He said, if you're frustrated, you're not in faith. If I'm frustrated, I'm not in faith. Which would explain a lot. If you're not in faith, don't expect anything to be happening. Everything works by faith. If you're frustrated, you're not in faith. Stop talking about what you need. Stop talking about what you don't have. Quit talking about, well, I want it, I want it, I need it, I need it. We got to have it. That's not going to help you at all. And being frustrated and agitated and impatient is not faith. Hannah is fed up with year after year. No kids. Her friends has kids. Her rest of her family has kids. And they're laughing and they're playing with the kids and buying clothes for the kids and cooking for the kids. And she don't have any kids. And all I want is some kids. All I want is a son like other people. And she gets to thinking about it and it just hurts her so bad. And she cries. And she cries. And she cries. Here she is at the house of God again this year. And Eli is at the priest on his seat. Verse 10, she's in there in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and did what? Did what? She ain't just crying. She wept sore. This is ugly crying.
Oh, yeah.
So you making fun of me? You need to quit being that way. And then it won't bother you because when you hear it, you go, well, that ain't me. See, got you laughing. You didn't even mean to.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Quit taking yourself so seriously. Act like you're the only one ever dealt with anything in life. Are you kidding me? Well, it's so bad. You have not a clue what other people are dealing with.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's so bad. It's so bad. Ask Vic Victory how bad it is. So you've become, without realizing it, you've become Terry Trial. You become Teresa Trial. It's so bad because you're in such bad shape. No momentum, no joy, no peace, no faith. And so it was so hard. But it didn't have to be so hard. She's in bitterness of soul. Prayed to the Lord. Wept sore. She vowed a vow. Lord, if you'll indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid and remember me, give me a... Your handmaid, a man child. I'll give him to the Lord all the days of his life. There's no razor will come on his head. It came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord, Eli marked her mouth. She's praying in her heart. Her lips moved. Her voice wasn't heard, but she's crying. Therefore, Eli thought she's drunk. Eli noticed this woman with all the other people in there. Something's wrong with her. Weeping, sore, vexed, disquieted. He looked at her. And he thought, she's drunk, man. She's messed up. And he comes over to her and says, how long are you going to be drunk in here in the temple? Put away that wine from you. And she said, no, my Lord. I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. I've not drunk any wine nor strong drink. I've just poured out my soul before the Lord. And year after year, where has this gotten her? She's sincere, but there's no faith here. And God is a God of faith. Count not your handmaid for a daughter of Belial. Out of the abundance of my complaint and my grief have I spoken here too. Remember the phrase the Lord gave me? Doubt despairs, complains, and is sad. What does faith do? Faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad. What are you glad about? You're not glad about the problem. You're glad about the answer. And Eli answered. Here's where the breakthrough came. Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked of him. Now here's the man of God. He tells her, the Lord grants you your petition. Go in peace. Go in what? Go in what?
Peace.
Go in what?
Peace.
Has she been in peace? No peace at all. Has she been in joy? No joy at all. Go in peace, and the Lord grant you your petition. Now, if she believes this word, that the Lord has granted her petition, because the man of God told her that he did, is there going to be a transformation in her life? Verse 18, she said, don't forget to pray for me. Keep praying for me now. Because it just hurts me so bad. What would that mean? She didn't believe one word he said. Not one word. How do we know? Why is she in the book here? Because a miracle happened.
That's right.
Is it coincidence when it happened? Why not those years before? She said, let your handmaid find grace in your sight. That sounds a lot like, be it unto me.
Yes.
According to your word.
Yes.
And so the woman went her way. And did eat?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
And her countenance was?
No more sad.
No more sad. Here's where the breakthrough came in her life.
Right. Yeah.
She's what? Come on, help me out. Three words. No more sad. No more sad. No more sad. They got up. They worshiped the Lord. They went back home. Next thing you know, she's pregnant. Tell me when the breakthrough came. Stand on your feet. When did the breakthrough come? No more sad. No more sad. Somebody say, that's me.
That's me.
No more sad.
No more sad.
Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me